The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Ohio is preparing to prosecute nearly a dozen people who allegedly made and distributed fake prescription pills containing fentanyl. The DEA says counterfeit pills that can kill those who take them is a continuing problem in Ohio and Kentucky. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. New U.S. Attorney Dave DeVillers talked about the increasing problem of homemade pills in a WVXU interview this fall.
And you got some schmo in his basement mixing fentanyl or carfentanil with cutting with aspirin, and that guy is not going to be any good at it.
DeVillers office points to the case of John T. Moore Jr., who is facing trial on a long list of charges, including distributing mixtures and substances containing fentanyl. The Cincinnati man is charged along with 10 others. Moore's attorney has no comment. Counterfeit pills are also coming in from Mexico. DEA spokesman Brian McNeil says his agency has issued a nationwide warning about the problem. He puts Ohio and Kentucky in the top 10 with the most counterfeit pills.
It's been made in a clandestine lab, more than likely in Mexico, and it contains who knows what.
McNeil says the DEA is working with state and local health care providers and community organizers to attack the problem from all different angles. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.